This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said recent events have proven that the so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering in Gandhinagar, Gujarat yesterday, Prime Minister Modi stated that following the events of 6th of May, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity as the evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves.
जो आतंकवादियों के जनाजे निकले, उस जनाजे को स्टेट ओनर दिया गया पाकिस्तान में, उनके कॉफिन पे पाकिस्तान के झंडे लगाए गए, उनकी सेना ने उनको सैल्यूट दी, ये सिद्ध करता है कि आतंकवादी गतिविधि ये प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं है, ये आपकी सोची समझी युद्ध की रणनीति है.
Highlighting the significance of Operation Sindoor, Prime Minister emphasized that it will extend beyond its original scope, symbolizing a lifelong commitment to national progress. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism is echoing worldwide, with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. All-party Indian delegation headed by Shiv Sena MP Srikant Shinde held a meeting with Professor Bertolt Olungu, who is an MP and President of Committee of Foreign Affairs of National Assembly of Congo. During the meeting, the delegation apprised him about the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's measured, calibrated and non-escalatory response. In Singapore, an all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha called on Edwin Tong, Minister for Law and Second Minister for Home Affairs of that country. The delegation conveyed India's resolve in fighting terrorism in all its forms and discussed the new normal in country's policy against terrorism. During its visit to France, the all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad met the members of parliament in the French National Assembly. Parliamentarians reaffirmed strong ties and voiced united support for India's fight against terrorism. The government has launched two transformative digital platforms, Know Your DigiPin and Know Your PIN Code, in a significant step towards the modernization of India's addressing system and geospatial governance. The DigiPin, Digital Postal Index Number, is an open-source, interoperable, geocoded, grid-based digital address system developed by Ministry of Communication in collaboration with IIT Hyderabad and NRSC ISRO. Further, the Know Your PIN Code web application, which uses GNSS location features, will allow users to identify the correct PIN code based on the location and submit feedback on PIN code accuracy for continuous refinement of PIN code data set. India has received foreign direct investment FDI inflows worth $81.04 billion in the financial year 2024-25. It reflects a 14% increase from $71.28 billion in the financial year 2023-24. Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that the services sector emerged as a top recipient of FDI equity in 2024-25 by attracting 19% of total inflows. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that rainfall across the country in this monsoon season is likely to be above normal this year with probability of 106% during the 5th of June to 30th of September. The optimistic monsoon forecast is expected to boost the crop output, reduce pressure on irrigation systems and support rural livelihoods. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh chaired the Textile Advisory Group Committee meeting on cotton and MMF to review the progress of initiatives aimed at strengthening the entire textile value chain in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Singh highlighted the mission for cotton productivity and underscored the critical need to enhance the cotton productivity and quality to match the 5F vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat host Lucknow Super Giants with 6 wickets last night. Chasing a target of 228 runs, RCB overhauled the target in 18.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.